The John Daly Show. Economy.
We are talking with Hugh Anderson of Hightower Las Vegas about Medicare being a ticking financial time bomb for the U.S. economy. Hugh has written about it on his blog on July 31st on HightowerAdvisors.com. So I ask Hugh, what are the solutions?
I think if it was faced properly and mathematically soundly, we could do it, such as promises made, promises kept. If you're getting Medicare or you're within earshot of getting Medicare, you will get what was promised to you. And how do we define earshot? Well, maybe if you're 50 or older, or if you were born before a certain date, you're going to get what the existing program looks like. But barring that, the age needs to increase for eligibility.
But those solutions have been recommended by the deficit reduction panels, Simpson Bowles and also Rivlin Domenici, a few years ago. But politicians from both parties ignored them. How do we get these special interest politicians, which they all are, to listen to real solutions for all of us?
Well, John, I think you are a perfect example of one of the solutions. You are absolutely energetic in your zeal to offer people both sides of the argument, no matter what the topic. And as we've seen in the last few years, the internet has become the town square. Now, granted, just like the town square, you have people in there yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, signifying nothing, as it were. But there's plenty of good information out there, and it's going to be retail politics. It's going to be educating the masses on just what a dangerous situation we're in that's so easily fixable if we are willing to do it. And we have to begin to show the political class, who is so insulated from day-to-day life, that there is no third rail in politics. And quite frankly, if they don't get elected next time because of a vote, so be it. Go back to what you were doing before.
Investing advice is based on personal and individual needs. But I asked you, what should people be thinking about at the 30,000-foot level as far as their personal finances?
Well, in terms of preparing for the financial future, liquidity is king. We need to be observant to all the things that are affecting us. So, for instance, like you said, the country's currency is essentially its stock price, and the U.S. dollar will become less and less valuable as time goes by. And if you look at, even though we don't have rampant inflation like we had back in the 70s and early 80s, if you look at the prices for fine art in the last couple of years, you can see an enormous amount of wealth capital going to what they perceive as tangible safe havens and getting their money out of currencies and buying real estate and fine art and the like. And these prices are just astronomical and eye-popping, but if you think about it, that's a function of inflation. That's a function of the dollar not buying as much as it once did, so it takes a lot more dollars to buy something. So when you see $25 million homes and $140 million paintings, no matter how rare and important they are as works of art, you have to kind of wonder what exactly you're exchanging.
I guess I'm going to skip buying that Monet. That was Hugh Anderson of Hightower Las Vegas. The site is HightowerAdvisors.com. You can read Hugh's blog from July 31st called Other People's Money. It's about Medicare and also about solutions. Thanks for listening, folks.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.